As part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 vision, we say good morning to Dr. Jim Hanna.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Morning.
Jim, how are you doing?
I'm good.
You're good?
I'm just good.
You're just good. Okay. All right. I assume you've gotten your plan from the state on how to reopen, and I'm sure you had time to digest it. So what do you think about it?
Well, Dr. Bach spoke on Tuesday, and that was really good information that she provided. The Tuesday prior, Dr. McCormick from the DOE spoke. So with those two hand-in-hand, it provided some really good information as far as direction. I met with my building level administrators yesterday to start developing our plan. We're meeting with our task force on Monday. That group continues to grow, but it also includes all the avenues that we have in the school system. So it's coming together. I think that our plan is we're going to go back start a school with students on August the 5th, and then we'll have some alterations to our program, and those are in flux. So as the conditions change, we're going to change, and we're going to stay on top of things and continue to move forward.
This thing is, as I kind of jokingly say, you know, I was at a Frankfurt meeting, and Don said that this year will be anything but routine. And I think that's a pretty much a good statement, though.
Yeah, that's probably true, but my hope is to make it as routine as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we're going to start off. We've made some alterations so that our lunchroom isn't as full as normal. For example, the middle senior high school, they've generally had two lunches. We're going to have three lunch periods.
Okay.
We're going to stagger the elementary out more, and we're going to disinfect throughout the day as need be, and keep a monitor on the conditions as the days and the months progress. But my hope is, I don't like the term new normal because I don't want it to be the new normal. I want it to be normal. So that's what we're going to try to do, is make it as normal as possible. Yes, there will be some alterations, but overall, as far as the educational experience, I hope it's a great year, and that's what I'm expecting.
What are you going to do with busing?
We're going to pick up kids.
Well, I knew that.
What we're planning to do is we're going to ask parents to have their child in a face covering. We're not offering routes. I mean, I haven't started to develop those yet. But when they're on the bus, the expectation is they would have a face covering. The drivers, we're going to expect them to do the same. But what we're going to do with the drivers is we're going to give them their mask early. And always I ask my drivers to go out and drive their route. Well, we want them to drive their route with their mask on, so that without students on board, so they're used to it and they know what to expect throughout the route. So we're still planning on picking up students, and they will be on the bus, but we're looking at trying to condense that time. Generally, my drivers got here well before the bell rang. We're looking at trying to squeeze that time when they arrive to it shorter, so they're on the bus actually a shorter amount of time.
So are you going to have more routes, or is it be about the same?
Well, it'll be about the same, and that really comes down to equipment, personnel, and money. And it's sorry to say, but that's really the realistic thing. And I can pull off a few here and there off of route, but I run 10 routes and run throughout the district. And I, you know, it would be difficult because of the where people are located. I mean, I could run a different town route, but those students that are on the bus that are in town are the ones that are on the bus that get on in mass, and they're on the least amount of time. For example, they're generally picked up from a regular route driver at the end of the route. So You may have 15 kids on the bus that got picked up throughout the county and then come in and get another 15 to 20 more at three or four stops in town. Well, those three or four stops that are in town, they've been on the bus for 15 minutes, maybe,
okay.
15, 20.
All right.
So that's one of the things you talked about, is the time on the bus or time where you're not social distancing. That's another factor. So we're aware of that.
Okay. Also, you guys, I believe you and the rest of the schools in this area have got a meeting with the health departments next week, I believe.
Yes, it's coming up. And then we've invited the health department to our meeting as well. So I know that, and I'm really thankful for Clinton County Health Department. They've been a great resource. They met with us last week. We've got this other county superintendent's meeting coming up. And then they've reached out. For example, my graduation plans, I've sent those to them to review, and they were okay with it, with what our plans are. So that's why I really want them at the table to take a look. And really, that's one of the things that the state was saying is check with your local health department, work with them. And ours has been very, very good at working with us and taking a common sense approach.
So that meeting is what, next Friday, the first one coming up?
Gee, I thought it was this Friday. You said that. I'm thinking, isn't that tomorrow? You're right. I think that is next Friday.
I was going to say, I'm hoping it's next Friday because I planned to be there. That's why I asked.
Yes.
Is that 9 or 10?
That looks like I have it down as 11, but maybe it is.
Okay, that's fine.
I may have wrote it down. I'm going to have to double check because I was out of state in Central Time, and I may have put it down when I was in Central Time, and it didn't change, so I don't know.
Okay, all right, that's okay. I just, so I know it's coming. And also, you're going to have the Health Commission meeting for the School Safety Group coming up on the 24th, I believe it is, isn't it?
The 28th of July is when the County Safety Commission is scheduled. Okay. I'm still working on that. I'm hoping to have the health department there as well. And I'm not sure of the rest of the plans, but we're reaching out to folks to try to develop that commission meeting.
Well, by that time, you ought to have at least an idea of how things are working and where things may be going.
Exactly. I mean, that's our hope, and it's right before school starts. So I'm hoping that, and in that meeting, we get the insights from the other emergency responders and other services that are in the county.
Right.
And we can see where they're at as well.
Okay.
Dr. Hanna, what about sports with football, people sitting in the stands, or the IHSAA letting kids go ahead and start practicing?
Well, I don't foresee any problem with football at Rossville.
Because they don't play.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah, I guess. Forgot about that.
But, yeah, I think that's an issue, and I think the people in the stands is an issue. And I think, bottom line, people are going to be as smart about it. And you know, my son plays travel baseball, so we're out, and they've got their bleachers are blocked off for travel baseball, but all the parents are in chairs. And then I noticed at Grand Park, there's X's on the ground up next to the fence, and that's how they want you to social distance.
Okay.
I think you might see some of that where they have it marked off, and generally what I see at soccer matches here at Rossville is I've got a group in the stands, but I have a lot of parents that sit around the perimeter or stand around the perimeter, lean up on the fence.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I think they could just space out along the fence. Again, I think because we're outside, that helps. I don't see an issue other than the start of the race, and it's going to be a very short time period, and they're all going to be the same, facing the same direction for cross country. They're all going in the same direction. It's all spread out.
Right.
Cross country, I really don't see an issue. Volleyball, we talked about that yesterday. It's generally in our main gym, and generally we pull out one side of the bleachers and folks sit on one side. I think what we'll do this year is we'll pull out both sides and have home on one side, visitors on the other, and have those folks spread out, and I think we should be fine.
And basketball could be interesting, though, for you.
Basketball could be interesting for everybody.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that later on the country moves in the right direction and we don't have these issues, but and that's why we're taking it a step at a time. I mean, our first initial phase starts August 3rd when staff comes back, and I think by the middle of August we're going to look at things and say, okay, how are we progressing? What have we got? Do we need to do things different? Do we need to tighten down more? Can we loosen things up? I think that we'll do it probably a month by month, and as far as the school calendar, we're looking at first semester, or what are our days that we have out and off, and can we adjust that? Parent-teacher conference is another issue, and I could see that being done either virtually by phone, or if there is a one-to-one meeting, both parties are masked.
Okay. Anything else, Jim?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay. We appreciate your time this morning, Doctor.
Thank you, sir. Take care of yourself.
Yeah, guys, have a good day.
All right, you too.
Dr. Jim Hanna with the WILO in Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision.